95.3, the Bull, the State Lines Country. Carly Pierce at 918. Well, it is National Disc Jockey Day today, Ryan.
It is. Mm-hmm.
So we were being, just being ourselves, and all of a sudden a camera comes in from WIFR. It's Aaron Wilson from the Morning Blend. Hi, Aaron.
Good morning. How are you both?
Wow, this is a surprise. Great. Thanks for coming in and like putting us on camera. This is great.
Well, we wanted to visit you on National Disc Jockey Day, even though you say you're not disc jockeys anymore.
I was a little nervous when you came in here just because we had to clean up in here. We didn't do a great job, but we did have to clean up in here. We're like, oh, my God, people are going to see.
After the big party you had yesterday, I hear, somebody kicked back a few.
That beer cans and beer bottles. He's a listener. I can tell you that.
Yeah.
We had peanut shells, too, on the floor, like a Lone Star. Remember Ground Round?
You used to
be able to break open the peanut shells and throw them on the floor because it kind of looks like a Lone Star steakhouse in here. And we had peanut shells we vacuumed for you.
I was vigorously sweeping this morning.
Nice. I'll call
Steve was like, you missed a spot.
I'll call you Mr. Dyson.
That's great.
There you go.
That's great. Just don't call me Sucka.
What is happening?
Or Hoover.
Yeah. At Hoover. So what's happening in television land for you guys?
Well, we've extended the Morning Blend to an hour. And that is anchored by Andy Gannon and Marta Berglund. And sometimes I just kind of flow in, flow out. It's a Friday, so I thought, it's been a while since I've been over here and seeing the old radio digs. By the way, nicely done. I mean, I know you just cleaned it and everything, but it looks like new woodworking, new lights, the whole nine yards.
We did it overnight.
I like those spurs over there, too. They jingle, 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 don't they?
Got to have it. Got to have spurs if you're a country station. So that's very cool. But we want your job. You got the coolest job on TV. We were just talking about that.
Do you know how much, can I say, H-E-L-L I've taken the last month? For all of the clouds that we've had? Is it at least going to be sunny for a little bit today? No!
Well, you get to go
Never
everywhere,
again!
Though. You go everywhere, though. You travel, you were up in for snow yesterday. You went to find snow the other day, right?
Monroe, Wisconsin.
Yeah. You travel everywhere, and you get to see things. You are in a boat on the Rock River. You're in a tractor at the fair. You get to do all the cool stuff in your job.
You do, too. You do too. I listen.
He's like, where in the world is Carmen Electra with this guy? Or Carmen San Diego, that's the one, not Electra. That's the wrong Carmen.
Different movie. I don't know what you're watching. That's great. Well, how many years have you been doing the TV stuff?
25.
Wow.
25. And you for radio?
42-ish.
And you, sir?
Couple months.
just hanging out.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
I'm sitting here, I'm watching you guys bat the ball back and forth, and I'm like, whoa, you guys are just pros.
Volley for serve, Steve. Volley for serve.
Yeah, volley, my serve. Yeah. So what about the weather? When are we going to see some sunshine?
The Timecast, the fancy gadget that does all those calculated equations, it said maybe a little bit this afternoon. If you looked closely, you saw some this morning.
A ray of sunshine.
Yeah. What?
Grateful. Be grateful.
A ray. Yeah. but not this weekend.
Yeah. You say 1 to 3 inches of snow coming?
Yeah. And can you imagine how surprised folks are going to be on Sunday morning?
I have to find my shovel, my brush for my car. I have no idea where my window brush
is. My shovel's rusted.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is.
We do have to say thank you, though, because a couple of weeks ago, we were supposed to get Snowmageddon. And then out of nowhere, we did not get Snowmageddon, but we got the day off of work for that.
Yeah.
So thank you, sir.
We got called out of where he goes. Don't worry, the weather's going to be bad.
Eric, our photojournalist, is here, and we did not. We were both scheduled to have that day off of work, but no, we were out in it the whole time. How's your face feeling, by the way, after that?
Oh, it's still very cold.
Yeah. Thank you for your sacrifice. Yeah.
Well, I think the best part was listening to the ice crunch on the Rock River at that potential ice jam.
There was very much a lot of ice at that point. No ice now, though, huh?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Well, we'll see what the 1 to 3 inches. We're supposed to get that, Sunday morning?
Yeah. Saturday night, early Sunday morning. Should wind down, be all done by Sunday, noon.
Okay. Do you follow any sports? Because Ryan's a big sports guru.
I've been learning that. I do enough to stay in some bit of a conversation, but...
Would we be able to say, who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
Sure.
Okay. You would know that?
Sure.
Okay.
Right. Sure.
Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl?
A team that likes barbecue and might have the colors red and yellow, and they got a pretty good quarterback.
Kansas City, like I picked.
That's right. Yeah, I still have the Bills. I think they got the storyline.
I'd like that.
NFL script writers like them a little bit right now.
Oh, no. By the way, I will say this. Last weekend, each and every game was just fun to watch.
Except for that Buccaneers game, which was just snoozer.
That was a little past my bedtime, so that one I didn't throw that in since it was a Monday.
I didn't finish it either. It was that bad.
All right, one last question for Aaron Wilson, since he's here from WIFR Channels 23, the Morning Blend now extended for full hour, and he's here for National Disc Jockey Day, so we appreciate him. Are you still into the politics world yet? Are you still doing something up in the parks?
I volunteer to the Village of McChesney Park, and it's a good thing because I think, you know, we get caught up in national politics and we get caught up in
this
parties, that type of thing. If we'd all just really focus on our backyards, this community would be a lot better.
So you are.
It's a great message.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. And on that note, it got a little deep. We have to end because if we don't get that deep here.
Speaking of the backyard over here.
You like the 40?
I do.
The green 15th? That's our 15th green
there. I'll just say this. Inflation's everywhere. Fertilizer prices. Good luck.
Oh, I didn't even think about that for golf courses.
Yeah.
We got to go like Yellowstone. Am I Jamie in this situation? Do I got to go like petition for fertilizer or something? And you're... We're the Duttons.
Go get them, Buck.
All right. Well, thank you very much. 23 in the house with 95.3 The